Wednesday the 17th of December, Hof Kislev, Bar Mordechai Bach, in Yonei Tefillah.
Before I start, I'd like to thank Johnny and Judy for giving me the zchus to give a shiur in front of such a choshev ha'olam, such a choshev ha'tzibur. Thank you very much. Last night, I was zeicher to be in the annual seed event called Let the Light Shine. It's an annual event that happens before or on Hanukkah, where all the one-to-one chavrusas get together and we learn. That means we learn every week. Everyone learns it once a week around London or over the phone. And now once a year we get together and we learn on the one roof. And it's a very, very beautiful, it was unbelievable. And at the end, Rabbi Yudlev Wittler of Gated, he spoke. So one thing he said, Yaakov Avinu, when he left Yitzchok, and he was on his way to Lavan. So before he goes, he knows he needs to daven, he needs to ask the Ribbono Shel Olam for help in his journey. He's about to build Klal Yisrael. So he goes to where everyone goes. He goes to the Temple Mount. He goes to Beit HaMikdash. And he falls asleep. And in that sleep, he has a dream. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is standing next to him. And as it says in the Pasuk, the Ribbono Shel Olam was Nitzav Olav, which literally means the Ribbono Shel Olam was standing upon him. And the Chaim explains that is because Yaakov Avinu at the time was the fourth pillar holding up the Shomayim in this world. It's a very deep understanding, and that is what he says. So when he woke up, he said, Ochein, I see that the Ribbono Shel Olam was in this place, v'anochi lo yadati, and I never knew. So the question is obvious. I mean, what did you go there for? You went there to daven for the Ribbono Shel Olam because it's the holiest place in the world. So what are you saying, v'anochi lo yadati, that I never knew? Of course you knew the Ribbono Shel Olam here, that's what you came for. So Rav Shamshon Ostropolit has a beautiful thought. He was killed in the Gzeira of Tachtat. And he says as follows. He says, what Yaakov was saying was, Ochein yesh Hashem b'mokim azeh, the Ribbono Shel Olam is in his face. V'anochi, and I myself lo yadati. I never knew myself. Of course I knew that the Ribbono Shel Olam is here. V'anochi lo yadati. I never knew myself. I didn't believe that I had any connection to this, that I, a single person, had anything to do with this, that I could connect to this. Says of Shamshon Ashrafali, even here, well, one person, any person, how important a single person is, and how important a single action is that a person does. I once heard from Rabbi Pesach Kron, what's the idea to start the day totally? He was probably speaking, I don't know if he was here, but he was probably speaking in one of these places. So he said as follows, I think he was actually quoting a Gadol, and he said as follows. He said that when we start the day, the Torah way, and we hear a Rashba or a Ritva or a Chaim or a Rambam, then when we go through our day, we look at the things we see through the Rashba's eyes, or the Rambam's eyes. And therefore, there was a Gadol who once told someone, and each man to his own, that if you have a choice between having shiur at the beginning of the day or the end of the day, have one at the beginning of the day, and you will go through your day, and you will see things through the Torah's way. So, I'd like to start with a shiur on some of the halachas of benching and Shmoneh Esrei. Imagine you're at a tish by one of the great Hasidic rebbes, and you've lasted out till benching, and it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and he starts hazon, and as we say in Yiddish, it's tutzach in oilomus. He's doing things in the upper world, and then he starts noida, and he gets to the third bracha rachim. Mashiach is about to come. He starts with a nay, and he's forgotten it. Says the Gemara in Brachas, that Memtef Amadalus, that Rav Gittel, was sitting by the Godel Adoyer of Nachman, by a Shabbos table, and Rav Nachman was benching, and he forgot the Ritzis. So what did Rav Nachman do? Well, what would we do? So we know the halacha. The halacha is as follows: that if you've started with a Nei Yerushalayim on Friday night, but you haven't said Boi Mevarachim of Yerushalayim Amen, then you can just go back to Ritzis. As long as you haven't said Baruch Atah Hashem, you can go back to Ritzis. If you've said Baruch Atah Hashem, you say Lamdei Michukecha and you go back to Ritzis. What happens if you've said Boi Nei Barachim of Yerushalayim Amen? If you're using the trusty article Siddur, then you turn three pages, page 224, and you say the compensatory blessing, as it's called there. I don't even know the Hebrew term for it, but it doesn't matter. And you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Nosan Shabbosis LeMenucha. You say this bracha, and that makes up for missing out, let's say, in Rachim. What happens if you've already started what we call the bracha that Seva Hamitzvah? You started the fourth bracha, and you said Elokeinu Melech Haolam Hakeil. You started the word Hakeil. You've had your chips, and you've got to go back to the beginning eventually. So, for someone like me, that'll take 2 minutes. Very good day, 3 minutes. But someone actually went to a blade blocking of Ben Laracha, one of the Gedolim of the past generation. And he went in, and his wife said, "You know, I understand that you want to speak to him, but he's not available at the moment. He's just started benching." So he said, "Okay, so I'll wait 2 minutes, you know." So he sits down. And Rablai, when he finished benching, came in 3/4 of an hour later. He just finished benching. So you can imagine, when Rav Nachman went back to the beginning of benching, it was quite a feat. But this is what the Gemara says, he went back. So Rav Gidl was sitting there, and obviously a close Talmud, and he says, "I don't understand, why did you go back? Didn't Rav teach us that you can say this compensatory bracha? So why did you go back?" So he said, "No, no, no. When did Rav say you can say it? That's all very nice if you haven't started the next bracha. But if you've started the bracha of Akel, of Inu Malkeinu, you started the Seva Meitiv, it's too late, you've had it. You've got to go back." So, I would like to explain the Gemara as follows, if I may. That Chazal, when they told us to say Ritzei in benching, they were saying that it's got to be in the brach of Rachim. You say Rachim, we start with Rachim, and finish with the brach of Shalom Amen. You excuse me, but I always thought that was two brachas. You know, there's Rachim, so Moed, and then there's the next brach of Uvnei. Then I found out there's only four brachas in benching, so then it doesn't fit. So, yeah, there's a space for the same, yeah, the job. But it took me quite a while to figure that out. So, Chazal wanted you to say it in if you said Boine Barachim of Yerushalayim Omein, you are still connected to that Bracha of Rachim. As long as you're still connected to that Bracha, you can say the compensatory Bracha of Asher Nosan Shabbos LeMenucha, and it's as if you still said it connected and within the Bracha of Rachim. But once you've started the fourth Bracha and you've said the word Hakeil, you have cut yourself off from the bracha of Rachim. You can no longer say that this compensatory bracha is connected to the bracha of Rachim. Therefore, one has to start again. This Gemara is the Makor of the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Beis. He says as follows: Shokach v'loy hizkir b'Shabbos. What happens if you forget and you forgot to say the Tzeh on Shabbos? V'im nizkir. So he says you've got the compensatory bracha. You can say the bracha in between. V'im nizkar achar shehizchil b'bracha revis. What happens if you only remember after you've started the fourth bracha? Hoyset. Stop wherever you are. Kilo v'im alkinah adireinu. Stop. V'choyza l'rish. start again, Shahu Berchas Hazon. You've got to start Hazon HaSa'idim again. Asks the Ravid quite an ingenious question, if I may. I mean, the Ravid obviously is an ingenious question. But asks the Ravid an ingenious question on this Rambam. He asks as follows. What does the Rambam tell us? You started a Kelevinu, you've had it. You've got to start again. To understand the Ravid's question, we just have to introduce, I mean, something that probably we all know, that the first three brachas, which are Zon, Noide, and Nachem, are all Doiraisa. Those are the three Doiraisa brachas. We then continue to Okei Lovinu, which is the fourth bracha of benching, and that bracha is Midrabama. That Midrabama may have it on. It's benching, but it's an addition. So we have sort of the bulk of the first three, and then the last one. Asks the Ravid as follows. I understand that if you've started Okei Lovinu, it's too late to say the compensatory bracha. I can understand that. You cut yourself off from the bracha of Rachim. You can no longer just say this compensatory bracha. But let's have a look at Shemayna Esra. There's a very similar idea in Shemayna Esra to this compensatory bracha that you say after Uvani. And this idea is as follows. So what happens, now the reason why I know this bracha is because unfortunately it's happened to me, that is, you're meant to say Ya'al V'Yavoy in the morning of Rosh Chodesh, you're meant to say Ya'al V'Yavoy. The lach is you forget, you've got to go back. What happens is you've said to say the Sechazeno Einenu and you finished Hamachzir Shechinosu Letzion, but you haven't yet started Moedim. You can actually say Yalavi over there. That's the halacha. Right, very good. One is this is the Rabbio that you say Yalavi over there. The reason being is as we explained before, because until you have started the next bracha of Moedim, you are still connected to the bracha of Ratzei, where you ought to have actually said Ya'al HaVi'Yavoy. As long as you're connected, you can say Ya'al HaVi'Yavoy. What happens once you start in Moedim? Right. It's the next bracha, oh, right. It's the next bracha. So you can no longer say put in Ya'al HaVi'Yavoy and connect to Ratzei. So what should the halakha be? Well, that is the halakha. That is the halakha. But as you said, the halacha should be, you should go back to the beginning. You've had it, you've missed it, go back to the beginning. And as everyone knows, the halacha is that you go back to Ratzei. I said the Ravid even further than that. So what happens, we today, as in every kind of flow at the end of Shemini Esra, the 18 brachas finish at Hamavarech Amo Yisrael Bashalayim. You're not technically down in Shemini Esra anymore. It is our own addition of what we call Tachanunim. And even more than that, what happens if you're the end of Shemini Esra and you're saying your own personal requests, you're having a private conversation between you and the Rebbe Shlomo? You're still called in the middle of Shemini Esra. You do not have to go back to the beginning, you just go back to Ratzei. You only have to start again if you've taken one step back. You've taken one step back, or you're a split second before that taking that one step back, then you finish Shemini Esra, you have to go back. But as long as you're in the middle of Shemini Esra, you're fine. You can go back to the beginning of Ratzei, and that's it. You only have to go back to the beginning of Ratzei and say, Ya'al HaVi'Yavoy. You don't have to go all the way back to the beginning. Asks the Ravid, if that's the case, then why is the fourth bracha of benching any different to Elokai Netzor, or your own personal request, you say at the end of Shemini Esra? Just like by Shemini Esra, you can go back to Ratzei. So also, in benching, where should you be able to go back to? You should be able to go back to the beginning of Rachim. Go back to the beginning of Rachim, and say Ya'al HaVi'Yavoy, and continue till the end of benching. So why do you have to start again? So, in order to answer this question, we're going to be Jewish, and we're going to ask another question. The question is as follows. There's a very, very famous contradiction in the Rambam. And this contradiction is asked by none other than Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, who most of us here know, all of us here know probably, but the most respected school of thought in Torah learning today is probably what we call the Briska dynasty. And one of the founders of the Briska dynasty was Reb Chaim Soloveitchik himself. And he wrote a very thin sefer on the Rambam, and any sugya in Shas that has a Rambam on it, that has a Reb Chaim on it, people will grab that Reb Chaim with two hands and learn it, because he'll always open up the sugya you're learning to a brand new dimension that you would never have thought of, and it brings you onto a higher level of understanding and Hakimah. So one of the things that the briskers do is what we call Svei Dinim, which means as follows: that you have one concept, which is apparently one concept, and you take a knife, you cut it down the middle, and you make two dinim out of it. You make two things out of one concept. The very first time Reb Chaim does that in his sefer is in Hilchos Tefillah, and that is Be'ezus Hashem what we'll talk about today. This is the first Svei Dinim which Reb Chaim speaks about, and he says as follows. He asks the following question on the Rambam. There is a Rambam in Perik Yud in Hilchos Tefillah which says as follows. He is talking about the chiyuv of when we daven Shmoneh Esrei to daven with kavona. So the Rambam says somebody who davened and he didn't have kavona, daven again. Which actually the Ramah says that we don't do today. I understand his reasoning is, he could be even said it, is because if we didn't daven with kavona the first time, we probably won't daven with kavona the second. But the Rambam paskens, you daven without kavona, once you daven again. Ve'im kivein liboy bebrocha rishena. But if you had kavona, you were thinking about and you were concentrating in the first bracha, you do not need to daven again. Post factum, I suppose I'm a naughty boy if I do it, but nevertheless, you do not have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei as long as you concentrate in the first bracha. There's another Rambam, which is in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Tefillah, Halacha Tesvov. And he says as follows. Any tefillah that was not with kavana is not a tefillah. Quite strong. Not a tefillah. And what happens if you davened without kavana? Ve'im hispalo v'lo kavana. If you davened without kavana, go back and start again. This Rambam in Perek Dalet, the Rambam nowhere states that if you had concentration for the first bracha, then post factum you don't need to go over it again. The Rambam doesn't mention that. This Rambam implies that if at any point in the Shmoneh Esrei you didn't have kavona, you've got to repeat. Yet the Rambam very clearly in the 10th Perek says that as long as you had kavona in the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, then you do not need to go back and daven Shmoneh Esrei again. Why does one Rambam say as long as you have kavona in the first bracha you don't go back, and the other Rambam seems to imply that if you didn't have kavona anywhere in Shmoneh Esrei, you must repeat? This is the contradiction, a very famous contradiction asked from the Rambam. And Reb Chaim Soloveitchik answers as follows. He says like this. There are two types of kavanas one can have when one is davening. One can have a kavana, Baruch Atah Hashem, you Hashem on the Kol Habrachos Kulam. It's actually quite interesting. When my little brother was in school, so he was probably 7, and he comes home, Daddy, I learned the translation of the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. Baruch Atah Hashem, you are Hashem, Mekor HaBrachas. Very sweet. So I went in afterwards. I was probably a little cocky teenager. And I said, what does Mekor HaBrachas mean? I don't know. So I just said to him that it means everything comes from you, Hashem. And personally, that's what I think about when I daven. And I say Baruch Atah Hashem, I say everything comes from you, Hashem. So, says Reb Chaim, that there's one type of concentration where you're concentrating on the understanding of the words you're saying. Says the Mishnah Brura, that a person should make sure to learn the translation of the first bracha and Shmoneh Esrei. There's another type of kavana, and that is da lifnei mi'ato imid. Know in front of whom you're standing. Shmoneh Esrei is, one could call it different, maybe even a cut above other brachas. And that is that it's a direct conversation. I am standing in front of the king, and I'm talking to him, not even through the telephone. I'm talking to him direct, I'm standing in front of the king, and I'm having a conversation between me and the Ribbon Shlomo. Says Reb Chaim, that as long as you have kavana, which means that you think of the translation of the words in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, you do not need to go back, even if you didn't think about the translation of the rest of Shemoneh Esrei. But if you didn't know who you were standing in front of, and you thought you were talking to the wall or the window, then that annuls the whole Shemoneh Esrei. The whole Shemoneh Esrei is no good if you didn't know who you were talking to. If you're talking to someone, then you pick up the phone in the middle. It's very rude. So if you're talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam, who can read our thoughts, and the minute you think you're talking to someone else, that's very rude. So, when the Rambam says that you have to repeat if you didn't have kavana at any point in the Shemoneh Esrei, that's talking about you forgot who you're talking to. You're talking to someone else in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. You have to have that kavana the whole way through the Shemoneh Esrei. You've got to know you're on a one-to-one with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Whereas the concentration on the understanding of the words of Shemoneh Esrei, that you only have to have on the first bracha Shemoneh Esrei. As long as you have it on the first bracha Shemoneh Esrei, post factum you do not need to repeat. Since the Emek bracha, what do we see from this Reb Chaim? We see from this Reb Chaim is that the essence of the Shemoneh Esrei, although Shemoneh Esrei means 18 brachas, but the essence of a Shemoneh Esrei is that it is one unit of one long conversation between oneself and the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is what Shemoneh Esrei is. It may be divided into 18 parts, but it's one long conversation. And it's one unit which brings together all 18 books. Let us remember, what was that question we asked originally? The Rabbi's question was, why in benching, when you started Hokel Avinu, the fourth bracha of benching, you are now disconnected from the first part of benching, the Zoraisa of benching, the first three brachas of benching. You are disconnected, and you now have to start again. Why can't you just go back to Rachim? Like if you're in the middle of Elikanitso, where do you go back to? As long as you haven't said Rishon Shalom. And you forget the Alevi of it, where do you go back to? You go back to Ritzei. So why, by Shemoneh Esrei, can you go back to Ritzei? And if you start with Kei Lovinu, you have to go back to the beginning. The answer is this. That Shemoneh Esrei is one unit of a conversation between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. That being the case, as long as you're actually still talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and even at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, where you're saying your own personal requests of the Ribbono Shel Olam, in English even, you are talking one-to-one to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're in the middle of that conversation. As long as you're in the middle of that conversation, you can go back to just to say, you are still connected to your Shemoneh Esrei, hence you are still connected to the bracha of Ritzei. Just go back to Ritzei. Whereas, if one forgot Ritzei, the Al of the Oven in benching, in a time when one has to repeat benching, then if you started the fourth bracha of what we call a Teva Amitav, a Kelavino, there's nothing to connect that fourth bracha with the three brachas before it. This bracha is an addition, it's a drabonon, there's nothing to connect it, because there's no one unit of a oymed lefnei amelech, standing in front of the king, which connects all four brachas, and therefore one cannot go back, one is not reckoned as connected to the first three brachas of benching, because each bracha is a separate entity in itself. There's no nothing to connect it. Because Shemoneh Esrei is one unit of a direct conversation between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Benching is davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam, but it doesn't have that speciality of one unit of a direct conversation between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that is the answer to the Rabbi's question of why in benching you can't go back to the beginning of Rachim, you've got to start again, because you disconnect them first through brachas. As opposed to in Shemoneh Esrei, you're always connected to any part of the Shemoneh Esrei as long as you're still davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because the fact is that you are in the middle of your long conversation between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. So I was just thinking, I just want to finish off We see from this Reb Chaim a wonderful thing, that when one is davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam, one is having a direct conversation between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Mishnah says, we say it every morning in Eilu Dvarim. Eilu Dvarim She'ein Lahem Shiur. And one of them is that Eilu Dvarim She'adam Oichel Perisein Bo'olam Hazeh Va'aken Kayemes Lo'olam Lahem Haba. There are things which we do which have fruit in this world and in the world to come. And one of them is Iyun Tefillah. What is Iyun Tefillah? Iyun Tefillah is like we took a Rambam or we took a Reb Chaim to understand that Rambam. We took a Reb Chaim to understand it and answer Kashav Arayvet. Iyun Tefillah means that we learn about Tefillah and we really know what we're talking about when we get it. What am I saying? I'm saying a solace is that Shemoneh Esrei is a conversation between us and the Rishon. It's a small thought I had, but do we really feel it? Do we really feel this conversation? So what's wrong? And that is that sometimes we don't know what we're talking about. I'm talking to myself. I was once in a shiur from Rabbi Pesach Kron. He said a brilliant thing. He said, does anybody know the translation of Kigolz Chish Vino Ufa? You know, the reason why I know the translation of those words is because I already sat in that shiur, and so I was so embarrassed that I looked in the article and I checked this up. But a lot of words we don't know the translation of. And therefore, it's not that we can't concentrate, it's that we don't have anything to concentrate on. So what's the problem? And this I'll finish. But we don't have time to learn the translation of our government. It's very time consuming, and we don't have time. So I thought it's something I do. It's something I do. What I do is that it could be once a week, it could be once a day, it could be once a month. I use, it's called the Avodah Zarah Tefillah. There's one in Hebrew and there's one in English. It's fantastic. And I take one bracha of Shemoneh Esrei and I daven that bracha using this Avodah Zarah Tefillah. So when I go through that bracha, I really, really know what I'm talking about. And in that bracha, once a week or once a month, I can really, really connect with the Ribbono Shel Olam. May we be zeicher through our Iyun Tefillah, through our understanding of Tefillah, that we should be zeicher to what the Mishnah says of that a person is oichel perisein ba'olam hazeh, he sees and bears the fruits in this world, the keren kayemes le'olam haba, and the capital is left for him in the world to come.